you look at the competition at Loch, and then you think of the fact that Ryan Baird had a concussion, then you think of guys like Tom O'Hearn coming through the system. He probably needed to come on and be really explosive and dynamic.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Whips it in. Kenny scores! Johnny Kenny's done it again. I don't know how many more times they're going to see him in Tala. Johnny Kenny found a pocket of space 6 yards out to head into the back of the net. Shamrock Rovers 1, Borats 0. Johnny Kenny around the first challenge, and here goes Johnny Kenny into the penalty area. Has Ferrugia inside. Kenny across to Ferrugia, and it's tapped in from a yard out. Shamrock Rovers 2, FK Borats 0. Kenny the provider this time. Ferrugia with the finish, and that is a sensational goal from Shamrock Rovers. Now Johnny Kenny's in behind. Another big chance to make it 3. Oh, how good is that? The little dink finish over the top of the onrushing goalkeeper. This guy's just getting better and better and better. And would you believe it, at Tallaght Stadium in Europe, it's Shamrock Rovers 3, FK Borats 0.
Stephen, well done. Big win. Is that the highest level you've got to in Europe?
Yeah, I think there's been spells, but as an overall performance, I think tonight was really good. I thought in every aspect, we limited their strengths, and then we exposed their weakness where we felt we could hurt them. So I think overall it was very good.
Does that second goal show what you're all about? The flick from Watts, Dara Burns involved, a bit of pace from Johnny Kenny. Not quite sure what happened at the end, whether it was a cross or whether he wanted it himself, but just the brilliance of that counter-attack, the confidence that was in the side.
Yeah, Marcus starts it with a lovely clip out to Dylan, and Dylan has been doing that all year. He's been the best player in the country, and should be no surprise, he was excellent again tonight. Johnny obviously makes the run, and when you see the goal from behind the goal, he's meant to pick Neil out. You know, he has two looks, and you can see on the angle he means to pick him out. So a really, really, really good team goal.
They're the champions of their country. You sort of expect that even when you get the early goal, they'll come back at you. They had a bit of a spell, but it never really came. You never had a sustained spell of pressure against you. Do you feel that that's a change in maybe respect levels towards you? The team sort of know what you're about now?
Yeah, I think so. I think they knew that if they came out and really jumped, that we could hurt them. And you could see that second half, they really came out to try and press us higher. And it caused them problems, like, you know. So
were you expecting that in the second half?
Yeah,
with
we were
behind, and the space would be there for Johnny.
Yeah,
Kenny.
We were. We had a look at half time, and we felt that they'd commit more to the defenders to the press, which obviously then means we could really hurt them with our pace, and we did that second half.
What you're doing now is really unprecedented. You're one of only 3 teams unbeaten in the entire Conference League. I think only one other team has conceded fewer goals so far. Is any part of you surprised that just how well it has gone? 5 games in, 3 wins, 2 draws. I'm sure you were ambitious, you had expectations, but to get to 11 points so quickly.
No, because I do trust this group. I know when they're all fit and they're all available, they're a hell of a team, and you got to get them the right game plan, the right instructions, and then let them be free. And we know what hurt us domestically this year, all the injuries. But when we had the group back second part of the season, they've been top class, and they're just carrying that through to Europe. What's been really, really good for me to see is that they've were out a season a month, and it doesn't look that way. The level of training has been really good, and obviously the level of performance in the games has been really good.
Even with the 4 titles, and going back to my first question, is this as good as you've ever been?
I think so. I think we've got a really good blend, a really good mix. Again, we didn't see that domestically this year for different reasons, but I think when you look at the mix and as a whole, and when we get it on the pitch together, I think has a bit of everything in the team, and I think as a group it's probably the best we've been.
What about the level that Johnny Kenny has got to? 20 goals, first since Gary Twigg, joint top scorer in the Conference League, and like, I guess we saw all that confidence with the way he finished the third goal.
He's been top class this year, Johnny. I've said I believe that he's still developing, he still has levels to go, but please God, injuries allow, he's got a chance of being a really, really top player in the future. Still development, and we can help him with that, but I've no doubt he's gone one way. Lots of ability, but his attitude is top class as well, so a brilliant person all round.
So when you're talking to Brendan Rodgers, you're saying he's good, but just not the finished article quite yet.
He's very good, I think we all know that, he's very good.
But because the last time I spoke to you about him, I think there seemed to be a confidence that he would be able to stay. Do you feel things have changed over the last few
Johnny's,
weeks?
He's playing so well and he's performing so well, I've no doubt there's interest from so many clubs, and Celtic had all the cards. Celtic, he's contracted to Celtic. and we've got a good relationship with Johnny, we've got a good relationship with Celtic, we've had good conversations, and they will continue. Whatever happens, happens. But he's been top class this year.
Yeah, you spoke in your programme notes about your relationship with Dermot Desmond. Can that be a factor in the Johnny Kenny negotiations?
He's been brilliant for us. Dermot, he's been brilliant for me and my development and helping me.
In what way?
So many different ways. Advice. He's a very, very clever man when it comes to football. And he's helped me a lot this year. So, like I said, I've had many meetings with him, and he's good enough to give his time and help me. And look, we obviously have a good relationship there.
Yeah.
I know Brendan. But look, it's Celtic call all the cards. He's contacted there. We'll have them chats and let's see what happens.
You did in your programme notes bring back all of the things we were talking about yesterday, but you went into more detail about wanting to speak to the members in person, and that didn't happen. Can you just talk a bit more about that, why it didn't happen and what you want to say to them?
And them notes were written over 10 days ago, I think. Now the programme notes are written. They were gone to UEFA over a week ago, so it's not off the back of yesterday. They were written before yesterday. And what I've said in them is the truth. I've asked to speak to the members because I feel the lines of communication should stay strong. And they...
You're the manager of the club.
Yeah, if they've got questions. If they've got questions, I think I'm the one to answer them in terms of football. Yeah. But obviously that didn't happen. Hopefully it can happen in the future. I've said in my notes that the invitation is there for that to happen.
If you had a short message for them now, what would it be?
No, they've been fantastic. Thank you for all the support. And that's the reason why I want to keep that relationship really strong. We've always had a really open and honest relationship. They've been incredible for me and this team and this club. And I want that to stay that way.
Next Thursday night, Stamford Bridge, Chelsea, who are the only team to have won 5 out of 5. I think tonight's team seemed to be sort of a mix of their second and third string. It was still probably worth €100 million. How do you approach this? Like, you, I think you've spoken about your philosophy and you like to bring it to every game. Can you bring it to that game? Or
yeah, we have to. We have to be us. We have to go there and bring our identity. Are we against a top club, a top team? Of course we are. But if you go there and completely change, you don't really believe in what you're doing. Do we have to compromise? Because they're so good, of course we do. You have to respect what they're good at, but we'll go there and try and perform as best we can, sticking to our principles and our philosophy, and let's see what happens.